Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Today, we're diving into something that haunts us all, negative self-talk. Ever feel like your inner critic is a relentless drill sergeant, chewing you out for every little stumble? You know that feeling when doubt creeps in, whispering insidious things about your abilities, your worth, even your dreams? Yeah, me too. But the good news is, we can learn to shut that negativity down and unleash our inner badass. Stoicism teaches us to control what we can, our thoughts and reactions, and let go of what we can't. That means taking a firm grip on our inner dialogue. It's not about becoming relentlessly positive, because life happens, and sometimes those dark clouds roll in. It's about shifting from that destructive cycle of self-criticism to a more constructive, empowering mindset. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you kick negativity to the curb. First, recognize it for what it is, just noise. Negative thoughts are like passing cars on the highway. They're there for a moment, but they don't define your entire journey. Don't let them hijack your steering wheel. Remember, just because you think something doesn't mean it's true. Second, challenge those thoughts. When that inner critic starts spitting its venom, ask yourself, is this thought really helpful? Is it based on facts or feelings? Would I say this to a friend? Often, the answer is a resounding no. Start treating your inner voice with the same kindness and compassion you'd offer a loved one. Third, practice self-compassion. We all make mistakes, we all have setbacks. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge those moments, learn from them, and move forward. Remember, everyone stumbles sometimes, it's how we get back up that counts. Think of it like this. Would you berate a friend for tripping? Probably not. Extend the same grace to yourself. Fourth, focus on your strengths. Everyone has unique talents and abilities. Make a list of yours, big or small, and celebrate them. Dwelling on your perceived weaknesses only amplifies negativity. Instead, channel your energy into what you do well and strive for continuous improvement. Remember, even the greatest athletes started somewhere. They didn't become champions overnight. Finally, cultivate gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, your experiences. Shifting your focus from what's lacking to what you already have can do wonders for your mental well-being. It's like flipping a switch from scarcity mindset to abundance. Now, let me tell you a quick story about how these principles played out in my own life. A few years ago, I was preparing for a big presentation at work, one that could significantly impact my career. I felt the familiar pangs of self-doubt creeping in. My inner critic started whispering, "You're not good enough," and, "What if you mess up?" But this time, something was different. I stopped to challenge those thoughts. Was it really true? Had I failed at every presentation before? No. In fact, I had delivered successful presentations numerous times. I reminded myself of my strengths, my communication skills, my ability to think on my feet, and my passion for the topic. Then, I practiced gratitude. I was grateful for the opportunity to share my ideas, for the supportive colleagues who were rooting for me, and for the chance to learn and grow. When it came time for the presentation, I felt confident and calm. I delivered a successful presentation, one that not only met but exceeded expectations. So, how about you? What's one negative thought pattern you want to address today? Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep striving for that inner peace. You are capable of amazing things. Trust in yourself, embrace the power of your mind, and let those positive vibes flow. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs to hear it, maybe even that relentless inner critic of yours. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, leave us a review and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep striving for that stoic strength, wisdom, and courage.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.